Therefore, he secured the establishment of a great national park in Central Africa called the Albert National Park in the Belgian Congo. This preserve was set apart in 1925 by a royal decree of King Albert of Belgium. It provides complete protection for all the wildlife within its borders, especially the gorilla, in which Akeley was greatly interested. Now Akeley's body lies in this beautiful wildlife preserve, surrounded by the great charm and natural beauty of the continent that he loved. No more suitable final resting place could be imagined. Moreover, it is of his own choosing. At the time he captured his biggest gorilla specimen, Akeley said to his friends, the Bradleys, who were with him, "I wish I could be buried here when I die." In a final review of Carl Akeley's work, one is impressed with the unusual ability of the man. In less than 80 years, he accomplished more than most men do in 80 years. He stands out as an explorer, a sculptor, a taxidermist, an inventor, a conservationist. But more than all of these, he stands out as a man with the qualities that we all like, namely, straightforwardness, honesty, simplicity, and genuineness.